We'll take about 5 minutes and just relax.
Get some food. Throw in my fritter. I'm in each one.
Yeah.
It's really tasty. Where's the candy?
Okay.
Because that's, you know. I do.
Came to the office.
Yeah.
But thank goodness for Kat taking notes on the, you know, minutes on the spot.
Right.
Fail.
What is your name? Oh, sure. Mark Sullivan. Okay. Records are for
people who are so that's why. Gotcha. But I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
No,
it's yeah. Finish at 1:30, right? I mean, even if it's the last 20 minutes.
Right.
I don't need that much time. I just need those people to give me their petitions and then just kind of let them know that I could do it. I don't know. Do it like the elections.
Yeah.
So let's do that one. I'll leave at 1:10. I don't know what to do. So yeah,
for the election
people, you go for our.
Call the meeting back to order. I'd like to make a couple of quick announcements before we get to the resolution. I didn't have an opportunity earlier, but I wanted to update you on a few items that came out of the University Assembly meeting last night. First of all, as a reminder, we are meeting again next Wednesday.
Yeah.
So getting back on track with the first and third Wednesdays of each month. So remember next Wednesday, we will be back in 401, correct? That's well.
I'm checking
we will send
right
out
now.
A reminder.
Yeah. And then, okay.
The calendar says Clark.
For the next one?
Yeah. Well, for our executive summary, I'm assuming.
Okay, so we will send out an announcement, but next week we are meeting. Business with the University Assembly last night, there were a few items. First of all, the Resolution 9, which is the proposal to bring back the Budget Planning Committee, was brought forward at the University Assembly level, but this will have an impact to us on the Employee Assembly because we will be required to have committee members serve on that committee. One of the pieces of that is that this is going to be an extremely time-consuming responsibility. like if you were doing this, this is pretty much the only committee you'll be able to work with. So we motion to table that decision so that we can get some more details in terms of what exactly is the time commitment, how many years will the term be for any member that is participating in that budget planning committee and so forth. Resolution 10 was passed, and this was the resolution in support of Employee Assembly Resolution 8, furthering institutional commitment to all LGBTQ plus members of the Cornell community. You will note, though, that when you look in the past resolution, there is a small wording change in the final being resolved, and that is with regard to the staff commitment of three FTE positions in support of the counseling center. But I would encourage you to please take a look at that. And then there was a notification about the university UHRB. Hearing and review board. Yes. So there is a notification that's going to be going out across campus soliciting applications and membership. The employee assembly has done a good job of providing support to that, but we want to encourage others to volunteer for that as well.
Right, Gina, quick comment.
Yes. Thank you, Gina.
Hi, can you hear me?
Barely.
Regarding the UHRB, the applications are actually open right now, and you can find them on the website. The deadline is noon on Friday, and there is a need for staff participants. So if you are inclined, or if you could share this news with your constituents and colleagues and office mates, it would be great just to get the word out. I will send to Pilar right now the URL, but it can be found on the assembly.cornell.edu website.
Did you all hear that in the back? The applications are open until Friday, so you're encouraged to participate in the process.
Only caveat there is if you are a member of the city.
Okay, with that, I'll go ahead and turn the floor over to Adam Howell. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Motion to approve.
I second.
Any dissent? Minutes approved.
Thank you.
All right. So, Adam, without further ado,
okay, maybe that's a piece of it. Can anybody hear me? All right. Okay, so this is resolution that follows from last November. We received a presentation on the FY17 sustainability report. Dr. Michael Hoffman is with us here today, who's one of the presenters. And following that report, I reached out regarding one of the key goals, which was promoting climate change literacy across the campus. We worked on putting together a resolution over the winter into now, solicited comments from the literacy working group, is that correct? And then put forth this, what we have before you, to the campus employee welcome. I will say, yes, it's pretty something that is mandatory. It's meant to promote the work that's being done to promote campus climate change literacy, especially indicating input from employees. It isn't meant to be sort of anything that indicates there's any problem on that front. It's supposed to be a positive affirmation of support. There is no problem with employees being sought for input or being leadership or finding metrics of these programs promote climate change literacy. It's again just something that is intended to show our support and those of them. So I would appreciate your support, and I entertain any questions. Try to move with us again. Are there any questions for Adam?
Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
Is this the first time it's been to us?
Yeah.
We have to move on for, until our next meeting. So we will.
Our general procedure is any resolution that is brought to the board is not addressed at the time. It's actually brought to the assembly. That's sort of a five at one time to review the language and suggestions for changes. By the next meeting, it is the new business adjusted to two business day. And when it's the day, the motions to approve the resolution, we think that there is the possibility. To move to adjust that, and that's generally done in cases where there's real time sensitivity to the resolution. Outside of that, generally, we just follow the next time.
Okay.
That's
the, yes.
I was wondering, I could actually browse the climate action plan. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. I was wondering, as far as climate change literacy, you mentioned the goals. I'm wondering, is there a benchmark, or have ORA or the university measuring literacy, whether it's among employees or any other group or just in general?
So, I'll try to get my best answer also. Reading through the information, seems that the benchmark is the proliferation of educational opportunities and things of that nature. I don't know if there have been some surveys done. I don't know if there's a preference to plan on the measure from climate change.
I don't think there's any plan. It's a minor figure.
Back up a little bit with the surveys. Also, in keeping with the spirit of us following up on resolutions in the future, there this leaves room for maybe some sort of follow up over time to see if some of these ideas can be rolled. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, so we can explore that in the future.
Thank you, Terry. Are there any other questions, Brad? Yes. Any other comments or questions? Yes. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Tanya, who has an announcement right after she.
Yeah, after I finish chewing my candy. Not an announcement, so a request. So, for the employee survey, we had three separate committees. And several of the members were sitting on someone, and Laura was on another. And I was on the University Communications Committee. And one of the things that came up is this desire for transparency in communication. And what was proposed by that committee is that we use channels like conference and its online methods to have university leaders give more information. And the ask to the EA is that they thought it would be a really wonderful partnership if we were to have some of our pulse surveys that we're doing to ask employees what they want to hear about. And then that would get passed along to Joel and his team to figure out what would be communicated when, what people would be able to hear broadly from employees across campus about what they want to know about. And so just wondering if that's something that we would consider putting into our communications process. I think it's a nice opportunity for us to partner in some way. I don't know if that's something that we need to vote on or...
Is there any dissent to something that would increase the collaboration?
Okay. That's something we could add to the next communications.
I mean, it would be nice to sort of conceive of that where there's a planned follow-up, whether it's an FAQ or some sort of feature on the building.
It's a very helpful one that I think would be online if we could just talk about what we might want to see so we can pass that along to the Reginald White is the chair for the project manager committee, so spearheading that. So, but Mary's on board with it, Joel's on board with it, they're going to bring it to the cabinet. So
it's probably a good idea to reach out to Ben Johnson to talk about some technical solutions for having that happen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We're going to go into committee reports now, and just as a heads up, 10 minutes after, we're going to break. That are newly joined are going to meet with Lar in the room right next door. Right?
Upstairs. Next level.
Follow the law.
So, all the election candidates. Should I go first, Amy?
Sure.
So, as the elections committee, all active candidates that are here present and those that are resubmitted their candidate seat, other than Craig, if I take the chair. Will follow me. We will go up to another room, go through the procedures. We have closed submission for candidates. So at this point, we're just going to go over your applications for candidacy contests, the process that we have in place. You'll need to ask me any logistical information about being part of the EA. And then the results will be a written contact.
Thank you. So communications.
Okay,
let's go for it.
So, most recently we were doing support for the election. We had a lot of spots open. I think we did pretty good. So, so that was our effort last week. Christine and Bridget and I met last week to review the survey data for the people. That a plan for how we're going to present that. That's what we're working on right now. We'll be in the next mailing. And Laura Kipper, who is not a member, but she's a constituent member on the committee, is working on some ideas for how I want to put it. Like big events. We're going to work on a calendar of events where we might. Whatnot. So there are a few coming up in April and May and then into the summer. So okay. We're trying to work forward to a plan for that, whatever that might look like, updating our imagery in the brochure, just getting prepped for that. So hopefully the end result will be a calendar of the things that we're going to participate in. There's the typical one, vendor showcase and whatnot. And the past couple of years, we sort of missed the boat on those. So we're going to try and make sure we can mark on that and just put out there some more.
Yeah, fantastic.
It might be that book that in the calendar, the box to be able to see what's, because it will help draw people to the same location for what's upcoming.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of those are just annual. The only other thing that we've been tossing around, actually Laura and I,
our remaining budget, maybe to divvy up amongst the representatives, and let people submit a plan for how they might use their portion, whether that might be
specifically for info session?
No, but well, whether that might be a door prize at your unit or college quarterly meeting, whatever that might be, or ice cream social, or donuts. Someday, you know, that people might, each of you might be able to.
No, I was just asking money then.
Yeah, well, we do have money left, so, you know, that you all would be able to sort of tailor something to your own groups, find a way to reach out and then have some money to support them. But that's just so far, well, it was in my head.
Thank you very much. Personal policy.
Oh, can we have education? Because I'm going to steal Marjorie. Yes. Sorry.
Well, I don't really have much of a report, just I'm in communication with Carrie of how to kind of highlight staff members that are currently in the EDP program or and who have graduated from that. So we're trying to figure out how to do that. And also, like a Q&A.
Spend it all on a little bit more.
It was approved. There was a resolution. I saw it. You have one. Is it? Isn't there one up still like next week?
Great.
Yep. Makes it easy. We're not making any decisions. So we're down to committee reports. But most of our committee chairs have left, so we should move on. 100%.
I have something from the campus, but I've got a bird. In our minutes from the last meeting, we were going. also a thought that it shouldn't be a referendum, but a survey. A survey would say, you know, who get the voice? So it's planned that there would be a survey in the fall. We're working with the sportsmen, not only the center, we're very much in favor of this activity. So the intent is to involve whatever the questions we're going to ask. How do we count the response? So essentially, it's safe to mark the set of a referendum.
Response might be think about it. So this is what we think about with the endorsement of sports. Just to clarify, a referendum only allows you to ask one question and you can say yes or no in response, which is something
you can ask. I'm understanding that it's the complete decision that that would be sufficient. So this is for the school.
Yes.
One of the questions I have is the committee looking at one, how it would be enforced, and two, who would hold the policy? I think those are two pretty significant questions. I don't know if you guys ever tackle it or look at it. You know, I mean, he said no smoking policy or whatever, you know, who's going to enforce that?
Right.
So, like right now, I don't know how safety people smoking buildings policy, but they don't want to be the ones to enforce. So it's always curious, you know, to do enforcement of them. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, part of the conversation here was on initial stages of my out, but it's still a typical on the program before you worry about that level of, before any resolution from both before getting a feel for the volume.
And it would have a 2-year. Especially the vape has been kind of using it since that's something that students have
The point I think I would get at is at least to some level, it doesn't make sense to try to have an answer to before asking questions.
So I think the interesting thing about the question is that if this is something that employees are thinking about, all those employees who are saying I might have to police it might have a very different decision point knowing if they're going to be responsible or not responsible. But the one thing that I can say that if we could put somebody in place, you know, regardless of policing or not, I remember back to when the rule of getting 25 feet before came into play. And I feel like that gave an opportunity for power and police to say to someone who's standing in front of the door, you need to move away. So if there is a policy in place, even though it's going to be incredibly hard to enforce, it at least gives employees or students or whoever the opportunity to feel like I can say something because there's a problem.
Yep.
So I think there is a benefit, even though I question it. This is going to be hard. And I think the hardest element is So I think we are the biggest hurdles. So I think there should be a lot of opportunity for us to discuss how we build this on campus and figure out all those hurdles, like employees run the time clock, they do small where they go.
What is the community?
Right. Because I work at Eastern Plaza, so is that a lot? Right. Yeah. Everybody walks across the street. Chilton Hospital. Yeah. Hospital.
It's not a small question.
It's an important question. I mean, I think it's the right way to go. Yeah. A lot of things. Probably the most, one of the most controversial things that we need.
Same thing is happening in the UA level. So all of them are saying this is a problem and this is what we want to see as a decision. So the committee is taking that on as their project, but it's driven by issues lots of them. And it works the same way with the market.
Does the committee ever talk about plan B? So I mean, I understand where they want to go, but that's not. Is the committee looking at things like designated smoking, something like that, as an alternative in case?
Well, first come, there's going to be a set of questions. Two kinds of questions.
That it's already in the policy that if 25 people doesn't work for them, they can establish that it's good.
There'll be all kinds of questions. Yes. That's. What would you think about going into a separate room? What would you think about whatever? Maybe something. Smoke.
What are people answering about? And
So it's information gathering.
In the end, it's not a question. This is something that has to happen. So there can't be no action in the long term. It has to be some kind of action.
Sorry. So, just because this is the response that always comes to me, one of things that I'll add into the thought process here is it's always valuable to look at what would be the impact if we made a change.
And we did talk about this.
Right.
No, not those, but like the other. Right. So right now our benefits pool has a certain cost to it. So they may be great on vacation benefit, but are they giving the educational benefit, or are they giving the child care grant or dental or those things? So what does their whole package look like? Because I think that's I mean, I love the idea and I would love to see a similar package because I would hate that I'm saying, yeah, you get two extra vacation days, and now you lose the child's tuition program. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's a cost to everything. So I just want to make sure that we're comparing the whole package as opposed to just this one. It's the university closes, and maybe that's a different question. Because the president saying, as an example, sure. they have.
Now, if you go to Clemson, any home football game is shut down.
Everybody. We only have 1 minute left, Tanya. I know you had.
Yes, something. I'll say my 1 minute tomorrow. Okay. George Peter Award, 8:30 a.m. Vet College.
I'll be there.
Awesome. If you don't know how to find your way up, Pilar is meeting me at like 8:15 at the entrance. But I gave as much direction as I could. That's all I had.
Okay, unless there's anything else, we are at time. Does anyone have anything? And if there's anything, of course, that I can do that, I'll just email with you, right?
No, I'm going to drive right there from home. Oh, no. I've got my car right outside. I got to go.